You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Resh Tzadi. Vihine Zeposhet. Whenever anyone says Zeposhet, you know you're in trouble. Right. Like whenever you say Vein Kam Mokum Laharik, right? Vihine Zeposhet. Inech Lekuba Ofen Dazlim Basaruba. If it's a case where you go after the rove like a Bezdin. Bevade Hamu Otim Ba'atzmam. Av Shedaitom Lehefech. The minority, even though they vehemently disagree, mikoma kom tzrich levatal daitam v'lasos ba'atzmam kama rov. The miut has to do like the rov. Kamoshim avur b'shas yevamash diyevamasham, like the gemara yevamash yedalam and alaf by beishami beishila. Man di amar lo osu beishami kedivrehem. The beishila ruba v'tzrichim hachokim ba'atzmam lelech acher harov. So what's he referring to? He's referring to a Gemara in Yevamos. Your Gimel and your Dal. Your Gimel and Beis, your Dal and Alf. There's a discussion, there's a Mishnah on your Gimel and Alf that says that Beis Shammai Shita was that Tzoras Erva is mutter to the other brothers. So what's a Tzoras Erva? So Tzoras Erva is that, for instance, there are a number of brothers. One brother's daughter marries another brother, marries a niece. That brother then that married the niece then passes away. Now you've got all the other brothers. So one brother cannot do Yibum because it's his daughter, Bita. Now let's say the brother passed away, had two wives. He definitely cannot do Yibum on the niece who's his daughter because that's Bita. But he also cannot do Yibum on Tzara, on the other one, on the other wife. Question is, can the other brothers do Yibum on the other wife? How do you view the Tzoras Erva? So Beis Hillel said the Tzoras Erva becomes usher to you like a Eishes Ach Chiesh Bonim, like a regular Yisra Eishes Ach. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no, the Tzoras Erva is mutter to one of the other brothers. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue.
Didn't Beis Shammai hold that even the brother himself could do the other wife? Not only the other brothers.
Sorry.
The brother himself. It's not Tzoras Erva.
I have to double check. I think you're right. Maybe you're right. Tzoras Erva is mutter.
Right.
So now, it's interesting that each person is Mekel and Machmir. Beis Hillel is Machmir against Beis Shammai. Can you do Yibum on the Tzara? That's what Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. The question is, let's say you don't want to do Yibum for whatever reason. Does the Tzara need Chalitza or not need Chalitza? So Beis Hillel says the Tzora does not need Chalitza, Beis Hillel holds. Because the Tzora is the Tzora's Erevi, holds it like Eishes Ach, B'makum Shesh Bonim. However, Beis Hillel says you don't even need Chalitza. Beis Shammai would say you need Chalitza for the Tzora to be Mutter. So it would be interesting, according to if the Tzora's Erevi just goes free, if there's Yibum and they have a child, according to Beis Hillel, it might be a Chashash B'Mzeri. Because it's for Eishes Ach. If she doesn't, you don't do Yibum, she goes off and marries somebody. The child is a child according to Beis Hillel from Beis Shammai, from an Isser Lav. Because according to Beis Shammai, you needed to do Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Lo Nimna'u. They did not refrain from marrying into each other's families. So the Gemara says, why should that be that they didn't refrain from marrying into each other's families? So Gemara has a discussion there. Once this Machlokas continued, how did Beis Hillel act? Beis Hillel, of course, went according to their opinion. So why did they not refrain from marrying into Beis Shammai's quarters? Because in Beis Shammai's quarters, you could have mamzerim running around. You could have children of people that married the Tzara, according to Beis Shammai. So Gemara says that Beis Shammai was moida Beis Hillel. At the end, the Gemara's maskona yadalam and aleph at the bottom is that Beis Shammai would say, you should just know this is my yichus. So since Beis Hillel knew that Beis Shammai would warn them of this Yichus problem, Beis Hillel would go into and marry Beis Shammai's quarters. The Gemara has an interesting discussion, Yadalman, off the top. There's a problem the Gemara brings up of Lo Tasu Agudos Agudos. It says in the Torah, Lo Sis Godudu. Pashup Shad and Lo Sis Godudu means a person should not mutilate himself. But there's another lima that it should say Lo Tagudu. In other words, what's Tis Godudu? So Gemara says there's an additional limud. Lo tasu agudos agudos. Should not go ahead and have Klai Yisrael doing two different things. So the Gemara says, what about Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, it depends. What did Beis Shammai do? So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Did Beis Shammai stick to their guns, even though Beis Hillel went ahead against them, they not stick to their guns. Asu kid divrehem, did they continue to go ahead according to their opinion after the machlokas? Or lo asu kid divrehem, did they bow to Beis Hillel at the end? So the Gemara says that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says hechi dami. When did this occur? Before the bas kol or after the bas kol? So the Gemara says if it's before the bas kol, why in the world would Beis Shammai give in to Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says because Rav. Because Beis Shammai with themselves, the Gemara would say, would agree to Beis Hillel, forgive even before the bas kol, based on the rov. So Gemara says, so what did the other opinion hold? What did Shmuel hold that asu, they continued to go ahead and do according to their opinion if the rov? That's what the Gemara says. When is the bamet varim amurim that you go after the rov? That's when they're shavos. The Gemara Fair says that. But Beis Shammai held they were mechadetei tfei. They were sharper, therefore they held that they could go and continue on their own opinion, even though Beis Hillel was the rov. Then the Gemara says, how could there be an opinion la'acher habas kol that you still also could divrehem? Beis Shammai still went kedivrehem. Acher habas kol. So Gemara says, k'reb Yeshua, the Amar, ein mashgichim bebas kol. So the Gemara says, even though ein mashgichim bebas kol, still lo tasu agudas agudas. Even though you yourself are not sure what to do, isn't there still a problem of lo tasu agudas agudas? So the Gemara says, when is it lo tasu agudas agudas? The Gemara first said, it's when it's two bati dinim in one city, but bati dinim in different cities could go ahead and do differently. So the Gemara seems to say that the issue of lo tasu agudas agudas is not a problem if you're in different places. A classic example is tefillin and chol hamoed. Tefillin and chol hamoed is a problem lo tasu agudas agudas, but it's only in one shul, many people doing different things. But it appears in two separate shuls, two separate minyanim, it wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, but Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are like, for whatever reason, the Gemara says, are like two bati dinim in one city. Meaning there was enough of Talmidim of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that spread to one city. So Gemara refines it and says, hechi dami. When is it that I have a problem with lo tasu agudas agudos? The Gemara says, it's only if it's one bezdin. Some going like Beis Hillel and some going like Beis Shammai. At the end of the day, they go ahead and they disperse and they continue to disagree and they're doing agudos agudos. So it's interesting, what is the problem with the minority going according to their opinion? Are they over the isser of acharei rab lahatos? The Gemara seems to say they're over a separate isser of lo tasu agudos agudos. So anyway, here, the Minchas Chinuch says that whether you go after, whether the mi'ud has to be mevatel himself to the rov, says it's totally in the two opinions in Yivamas. Man di amar lo asu Beis Shammai kedivrehem. That man di amar lo asu Rav was because the Beis Hillel ruba. Betzrichim acholkim ba'atzmim lelech achar harov. That's according to Rav. Achla man di amar asu like Shmuel. Sfira le delo havi ruba. There's one man di amar in the Gemara that if Beis Hillel is the Rav, why would Shmuel say the continue asu kedivrehem? So there's two lashonis in the Gemara. One lashon in the Gemara is because they were mechadet tfei. The other lashon in the Gemara is because there was an actual disagreement as to whether Beis Hillel was really the rov. So it appears, according to that lashon, that the Minchas Chinuch says that everyone agrees you have to always go after.
What constituted Beis Hillel? It was a bezdin. What was Beis Hillel?
Beis Hillel was following. Rabbis following.
All rabbis. They're all. You're talking about a bunch of rabbis.
I think smuchim. Yeah, I think
smuchim,
so.
All smuchim.
So he's saying something else. He's saying Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are considered to be like what? Are considered to be equal. Because you can't really be machriya in the end. It's an interesting question. You have a major machlokas, two chachamim being cholik. Vehem shavu. Beshal Torah halach achar hamachmir. Divrei sofrim achar hamekel. You have this all the time, right? There's a machlokes and a Rav Moshe Chazanish. There's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Igros Moshe. You have it all the time, correct? What do you do? So he says there should be a general rule that there's a machlokes chachomim and you're a bystander. You want to know how to paskin, right? Like we had, you have a Mishnah Berurah versus another Shita. What's Beshal Torah halach achar hamachmir? It's divrei sofrim halach achar hamekel. V'nira parsha, does it davka acherim shesomchim al haros hachachamim? This is only third parties. Aval hachachamim achol can call echad yaseh kisvarasa. K'mavur de beis shamay asu kedivrehem delo chashvu le beis hilo le roiv. Aval mir sha'omer bari lo shayach safik. Ayin k'subas chav beizim an alef benises le'echad me'edeha u'barash b'sham. The afla in the chazak of Moab Bari. The kan parsha the whole echad yasik is for us so fill a hakya. The olam hochin the chumra, the zeh parsha. So he makes a very interesting chiluk. He says, let's say there's a famous machlokas paiskim. Like we mentioned, we have all the time machlokas paiskim. The third parties looking into machlokas paiskim have to go according to the rule, which is sofik the rice the chumra, sofik the rabban the hakya. But each of the chachamim themselves can continue to go ahead according to their shita. Now there is an interesting concept of borili. Someone says, I know 100% this is mutter, I know it. He can go according to what his own conscience tells him. Where do you see that? There's a halacha of nises le'echad me'edeha. The Gemara in Ksuvos talks about trey or trey. Two edim come and say that the husband died. Two edim come and say, no, I saw the husband get up and walk away. Can she remarry? So the problem is she has a cheskas eshes ish. There's a case where she can marry one of the eidim. So you'd think counterintuitively she can't marry an eid, right? It's a no gay at the dover. It's the exact opposite. Since he says, I saw it, I'm so sure. I saw he's dead, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, but she's
he can
not.
Go ahead. What?
But she's not.
That's an interesting question. What could she worry?
What?
So the Gemara, that's interesting.
She's not a bari.
She's not a bari.
Right. How does she do it? That's the problem.
I think the Gemara says daiko mincibah. Meaning this woman would never go ahead and marry him unless she went ahead and did her own research, daiko mincibah, the Gemara says. She went ahead and did crazy research, DNA, whatever it is, daiko mincibah, the Gemara says. You see a very interesting klal from that. If a person is 100% sure that he believes that this is correct, he can go according to what his conscience tells him.
That's only on a factual matter. It's only on a factual matter. See, not if a person thinks, I'm sure the halacha is like this. Yeah. I'm sure it's slower.
Same idea.
Yeah. So
that's what it's
a factual matter.
Same idea.
Yeah. So I know the facts. Like a person says, just like Shabbat Tichadis Jura, you say, I know this is, I personally checked with this animal, I know it's kosher.
Same principle.
You know, I can eat it. But not on a.
But if if a person is machmer on himself, he can do that. For instance, like you said, the sugi of Shavu Chenav Shechatecha Diyisura, and Daf Tes, the Rashba uses a very interesting lashon.
That's even psak.
The Rashba uses a very interesting lashon. Ein machilu la adam davar ha'asur lo. You can't force somebody to eat something that he thinks is asur. So in Harios Bezer.
But yeah, but when we all with Rabbi Shu and the Gemara has come to me in Yom Kippur, and how's that consistent with this?
Because there it's Kiddush HaChodesh is a special halacha. Kiddush HaChodesh is like
it's a tzibur issue.
That you as a tzibur have to give in to the Bezdin for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's Kiddush HaChodesh.
But he individually, so you can leave him alone as far as right, leave him alone, let him do what he was doing. You have to come, right? Just to make a statement.
The reality is determined by the basement. That's it. There's no reality.
I think you have trouble figuring out that people could be buried in halacha, but people are buried in halacha when they argue.
There's a very interesting machlokes on Beis Hamidrash. Beis Hamidrash and Horios. Horios is about if Bezdin goes ahead and tells the whole Klal Yisrael, eat chaylev. All the Klal Yisrael follows them and they eat chaylev. No individual has to bring a korban chatos. The Bezdin brings a korban for everybody. Maritzchia says it's a double parsha to him. This is only true if everyone in Klal Yisrael just followed the Bezdin blindly. If there's a guy who says, this can't be. I remember when I was a little kid, we never ate chelev, and he knows for sure that chelev is aser. It's aser for him to follow the Bezdin. And if he follows the Bezdin, he has to bring his own korban chatos.
Oh.
Yeah. L'chora, when it's a davar aser, a person can go ahead and say, Ein machil la'adam davar asur lo. But there is a very interesting Gemara, Mishnah in Krisus, Gemara in Bav Mitzvah, Gimel Abed brings this. Machlokas hachomen Reb Meir. Shnayim omrim achalta chelev. Two people say to a person, you ate chelev. And the other person goes ahead and says, lo achalti chelev, the individual. Does he have to bring a korban? Meaning, I am sure I didn't eat chelev. And I got these two yokels telling me, achalta chelev, I did eat chelev. So do I submit myself to them and bring a korban and bring chulin lazara? Can I stick up for my guns and say, I never ate chalev, I never ate that chalev? Right? This happens to me all the time. My wife goes, you ate that cookie. I did not eat that cookie. Right? Achal techelech. So Chacham says you have to, very interesting, you have to give in to them and bring the korban. Reb Meir says, no, you don't. And the two lashonos of the Gemara Krisos, what pshat and Reb Meir? One pshat and Reb Meir says, ilu, it's like a migo. Ilu amarti mezid. If I would have given in to you and said I ate it b'mezid, I wouldn't have to bring a korban. Therefore, when I say I didn't eat it, I also don't have to bring a korban. Meaning, just it's like a migo. That's Reb Meir. The other possibility the Gemara says is adam neman al atzmo yosem b'mei eidim. Person is neman on himself yosem b'mei eidim. Once again, this is mitzias, right? This is mitzias. This is not halacha. So the sheet of the minchas chinuch is in halacha. Interesting. If two chacham fight with each other, each chacham can maintain his own opinion on a consistent basis.
Zaken Mamre also has to follow. I mean, that's basically like other.
Right.
He can't go ahead.
Although it's very interesting, the Gemara Yevamos brings cases like this. Bimkomo shel Rabbi Eliezer, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, he would go ahead and allow people to go ahead, bimkomo, it says in his place, to go ahead and be mechallel Shabbos, even for Machshirei Mila. Because Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was even Machshirei Mila. So the Gemara says that on Shabbos they would cut trees, make a fire, and make instruments for the Mila, even on Shabbos. Bimkomo. The Gemara says, bimkomo, but what about Rabbi Akiva that disagrees with it? Bimkomo, but not in another place. So the Gemara says, because in each different place, two different places, it's not a problem of lotase agudas agudas. But it's interesting, Rabbi Eliezer continued to go ahead and hold the sheet even against Rabbi Akiva.
That Adam Nemral, that second Lashon Gemara, Adam Nemral Asa Yosemei Edom, but it's only in that case because the guy doesn't want to do an Isser, bring Chulin Lazara. If Edom comes to you, Edom comes to you, Mechal Shabbos. The guy said, I wasn't Mechal Shabbos. We don't say Adam Nemral Asa Yosemei Edom. We give a Misa.
Right, that's correct.
So the day he's trying to prevent himself from doing an Isser, Chulin Lazara.
So you're saying it's a form of Eim Achim Adam Davar Asa.
Yeah, it has to be. Otherwise, we never always say Adam Nemral Asa. Otherwise, you never have Anush.
It also is impossible for the Abram to know whether he did it for Shogi, whether that's the first Teres. It's impossible.
But that second
I don't know if that's the first Teres.
But that's the first Teres of the Mar.
He
could have it's like that a Mibu. He could have said a Chalti Bemezid.
The
second one is saying you don't have to come to that score that he agrees I ate Chalav, but I could have said it was Bemezid. We're believing him that he didn't eat Chalav at all. Yeah. He didn't eat the food at all. Why? Mm-hmm. We don't believe him when he says it wasn't Machal Shabbos.
So I find this interesting. There's a machlok against two paiskim. This has always been the way, right? Yigros Moshe against the Chazonish, right? Yigros Moshe felt he was correct. He would continue to do like he wanted to do, right? But the question is, what about us on the sidelines? So Minchas Chinuch says, on the sidelines, you can't pick and choose. If you're on the sidelines, you have to go ahead and what? You have to derive the Chumra.
It's a suffix. He treats it like a suffix.
What if you want to study yourself? You come to the conclusion that the Chazonish is right.
It's very interesting. He does not mention it here. That's a question of Borili, right? Borili would mean
right. It's all right, but yeah. Right.
You can't pick a posse because it's always lechumra. I mean, pick a guy and that's your guy.
In this case,
define each case where this is lechumra doesn't come and then
you'll be machmer. You'll be machmer all the time, right? We don't do that.
Doesn't Moshe say in the commentary with Moshe that you can do that?
Pick your venue.
To what?
But if you're a chacham, you could decide, yeah. Meaning that you went through it yourself, right? Yeah. So any person who goes through it himself comes out with it and let it go either way he wants.
If you have earth.
The story of Mekar Baruch about that with onions, with Chaim Volozhin, he's passing into Shulchan Aruch. And so how can you do it? We told them it's because you have to go through a lot of yourself. You have to come to your own conclusions. And if you know what you're talking about, you can be chalak neshorach. He says it's only certain times when onions actually make something treif. And it had a whole. The chabad just says all onions. A double chorof.
So that's the minchas chinuch ends up saying. Let's read it one more time. Deim shnei chacham chokim v'hem shavim v'shotor halach achar hamachmil v'divay sof achar hamekel. That's interesting. The im shnei chum mechovim v'heim shovim. Who makes that decision? Im heim shovim.
They agree. The two chachamim agree.
Yeah, that's what you have.
The Klal Yisrael.
Or there's a super difficult consensus. Mm.
Well, either the person himself is sure, or at least there consensus of tzibur.
V'nira pasha d'zeh davka acherim, sh'somchum al haros ha-chachamim. Aval ha-chacham ha-chokim kol echad yasek his farasa. K'mavur d'beis shamei osu kid'ivrehem. D'lo choshvu l'beis hilo l'aroi. So that, by the way, that is a machlokes, right? It's machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Im asum beishamik kedivrayim, alo asum kedivrayim.
What happened to Acher Rav Melchatos anyway? In that?
Because the Gemara said, "Amed varim amar Acher Rav Melchatos." The Gemara said that they had this for. The Gemara says before the Bas call, why did people go after Beis Hillel? But why did, according to the Man Diomer, shelo asu, that beishamai lo asu kedivrayim? The Gemara says before the Bas call, why? Because they held. When do you go after the rov? Only when they're shavuos. But mechad takes fe. That's the gemara. But if you're sharper, then you go after the one who is sharper. So that's before the bas kol. The gemara says why asu kedivrehem. But he quotes and he says, "Aval chacham ha'chokim kol echad yasek es farasa." From the word beishamai asu kedivrehem.
And they still didn't hold that they were sharper. I mean, they held they were right. So if they hold they were right, it's more important. Lo chashu beishil lo roiv. Very strange, this whole thing.
Kemavur de beishami asuk de kol echad yasek es varasu. Kemavur de beishami asuk de ram de lo chashvul de beishil lo roiv. The Eitzel Misha'imer Bari Lo Shayach Safek. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is he talking about? A third party? Ayin Ksubis Chav Bezom and Bez, Benisas Lechon Me'edeha, Barash B'Sham, Da'af Le'in Chazak Amo Bari. V'kam Pasha Dachol Echad Yasek Es Farasu Afil Lahakel. V'olam Hochen L'chumar V'zeh Pasha. So he seems to end up saying it depends who you're talking about. It was the Chacham himself. He could go according to his Sforah. But all people, all other third parties, they must go ahead and either go L'chumra by the Rashi or Hakel by the Rabbanim. But this is not what people do, correct? This is not what people do, right? Well, there are people who do the wrong thing. They always go like the Kula, right? But most people go according to their Rav or their Paisik, right? So you have people that follow a certain Rav. You follow Rav Moshe. So you're not going to all of a sudden, if you follow Rav Moshe and you hold like his Pesachim, all of a sudden, if someone is machmir versus Rav Moshe on a doraisa, which does happen, you all of a sudden say, "Okay, I'm not being so machmir Rav Moshe anymore. I'm going stuff with the doraisa b'chumra."
Well, you have the chazanish that says that if you have your pesik, that he says loshin. If you go as rov in yonei tayr, you go b'asim, so you can go b'asim l'hokel even against Rabin, like m'makom Rav Lezer, they will curse him, hate him. Was Rav Lezer held that allowed even?
Well, we mentioned that case, right?
Yeah. So he says that's he's your Rebbe. If you took him on as your Rebbe, that most in Yonei Torah you speak to him, you ask him. So he's called your Rav. So
he's like the Maradasra. He's the Maradasra.
Your case is that if everyone goes, someone goes and takes Rav Moshe, he's a spicy.
So,
that should be
right. He doesn't say that, does he? I mean, Chassino doesn't seem to say that, does he?
No, he just says that other people go as either Raiv or Safik. But the Klal is Zaynish, L'chair is right, and that's he has good Raya. Mokam Rav Lezer, all the Chalm L'chailika.
I think he means that.
No, but Mokam Rav Yossi HaGlili, they ate Basar Oaf with Chol of the Mercer, right?
Yeah, according to this.
They will curse him, ain't him.
Yeah, according to this, the pshat is that that person does it according to his beliefs, and if he's the Maradasra, everybody in the city also follows him because they're bottled to him. So and the only that, case that you would say, because he's the poisek in that area, so he's the poisek. So everything goes according to his views. So you don't take somebody else's.
You can cut trees down to make a bismillah on Shabbos. Yeah.
As long as that, no one can argue against Chachamim. You know, that's not Shaykh. There's a Chassidus, there's a Mishnah, it seems that Talmud. No one can argue at all about it. It's not Shaykh at all. I'm saying in your case, otherwise we make things life difficult, very difficult for people, because Kumat, most places,
you know,
these other places hold differently, and their eyes, you always get stuck.
I understand it makes life difficult for people. Who says that's not the right way to be having a difficult life, right?
No, I'm saying Chazanish does say that.
But why? What does Chazanish
say? He says that the Rav, you can go bust the Rav, he's your Rav. So mainly it's not any
but I'm saying the Pshat, I'm telling you the thing is because you're Nigra after your Rav. It's not, you're not a separate day. There's one day in the city, that day. So if you compare this city with another city, then you would say you go according to the Machmir. But otherwise, it's.
I understand, but Amir Chachamim does not say this, does he?
No, he doesn't say.
He says, "You can't parse the whole echad from the Chacham Yasek as far as Afilu Hakia." The Olam Hochin L'Chumra. He doesn't know that. He says, "Vezeh Parshut."
The Olam is opposed. Is opposed to Tamil Chachamim.
As opposed to Tamil Chachamim himself.
That's the only case he's talking where they don't have a special rav.
Meaning the bar plukta. The bar pluktas can do what they want.
Right.
I mean, he sort of says in the beginning. No, he says, "Avo."
Kol echad meaning kol echad the chum.
So if someone has his rav, he can go like his rav in that place.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just not sure he's saying
it. I don't think he's not saying it. No.
You have the people that go all the piskei agro, they'll make a burn the furnaces with a chesima. You have the ones that are zaynin. Each one has. The Chassidei Chabad that go after Baal Tanya and everything.
It's interesting, he does not mention that concept of having a Rav, of being.
He says, it doesn't say he quotes a Rambam in Shnei Chacham Chokhm.
By the way, it's an interesting thing because he does say that Beis Shammai could do like Beis Shammai. So who is Beis Shammai? So Beis Shammai is not just Shammai himself, it's Shammai and all his followers. So maybe just like Beis Shammai Asu Kedivrayim, everyone who's the follower of a certain school can do like that school. Because it is Beis Shammai Asu Kedivrayim.
Right. So it's having post like being in a school, do you think?
I'm not sure. It's a little unclear to me here. Vayim beget Parshat, so far safer, but Kudrus HaKvalin, call Aleph. The Hadaz Lina Basa Ruba Min HaTaira, Dafka Geshtei Akitois Nosu V'Nosnu Yachad B'din Zeh Panim El Panim Az Amrin and Achrei Rab Mohatois Avalim Lo Nosu V'Nosnu Yachad Rako Echad Kosev Daito B'Fnei Asmo K'Sefer HaPaiskim Af De Rov Maskimim L'Dea Achas B'Chi Hai Gavna Lo Azlin and Bosa Ruba De Efshram Hayun Noisu V'Noitin Panim El Panim Hayu harov moidim odas hamiut. Vayein shal b'kal beis mashaherich b'dinei kimli b'das miut.
What?
So he says, this is very interesting. So he quotes a guy parsha that says, the only time I say I go after the rov is when the rov and the miut sat down face to face and discussed things back and forth. But in the case where they did not, i.e. he seems to say, sifrei paiskim, you can't go ahead and go after the rov. So sometimes you'll see the Mishnah Berurah do such a thing, right? He will take a very, very large list of shitas and say, Rov shitas go this way.
Avad Yosef does that all the time. He does every shita.
Vehen katu, vehen katu, vehen katu.
And then he goes against them.
Who?
Avad Yosef.
He goes to feed the kamos, not the echus.
So this is interesting that the Rov won't be dependent on just people saying their psak, but it has to be that they meet. So this, I don't know if there's a mocker for this. Is there a mocker really for this, or just?
It's
as far, yeah.
I think it's
because it's impressive.
I see the Paiskim don't do it that way.
Yeah.
The Paiskim himself Paskin according to the Rif and the two out of three of the Rif and Rosh and Rambam.
Yeah, but he picked three. He did not go ahead and say load them all up, right?
Yeah.
Because apparently held those the three were more in the Eichus.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the Pasha, the Purusha Muzak Rab Nahatas, the Pasha is talking about
right,
a Bezdin?
Correct.
That's
so it's all derived from the way a structure of Bezdin works. In the Bezdin, they sit with each other and they talk to each other. So it has to be something like
that's
that.
That's where it comes from.
We then extend it to other things, but it has to have that core.
Well, the Gemara Nivomis extends it to Machos Basil Beit Shammai. Gemara does extend it, right? And the Gemara says, why in the world would you go like Divrei Basil, Lifnei, the Basil? Someone says, Rove. So you see the concept of rov is applicable even if it's not a necessary bezdin.
But it needs the elements that you have in a bezdin. Because that's the ikur meaning of the pasuk.
They sat together.
So just like in a bezdin, they sit together. Wherever you get a stead rov, it has to have the core elements.
Maybe that's pshat, rov chesev the rov. But pardon me, what do you mean that you consider him a rov? There are rovs, there aren't a rov. But no, the mechasim quotes. Maybe that's my clue. Is it a unit like a base team we have a rov, or is it more just a question of numbers? Because if the mitzvahs have numbers, then you can see, is there a rov or not? What do you mean? Al chashavah they're considered to be a rov. It's not up to them. It is or it isn't. It's mitzvahs. But if you say the question is it a base team, or is it do you need a kind of tziruf to make it? Is it something that there's an institution that's being discussing it? And then you have a rov. Maybe the whole Bishama Basil wasn't a base thing. We have to deal with the rove.
They weren't the best, but at least they
talked
to each other.
There was a debate going on between them. It was more
individual.
Macori, you're correct. It comes from the concept of a Bezdin. Right. That's what happened in the Bezdin. There were no sins and no tin in the Bezdin, right?
So this wasn't a Bezdin then.
What?
Bishama Basil weren't necessarily a Bezdin.
They're not a bezel, but you need the elements of the way it was.
You need a give and take. That's my point. So let's say two postcards were exchanging letters back and forth.
That's good.
Yeah. You think that would be good enough? Postcards exchanging letters? You have that very often, right?
Yeah.
That's like talking to each other. He means they're not talking. I just see a tshuva that another Yehuda wrote 200 years before. You know,
but that's not exchanging letters.
That's not exchanging letters, but if you exchange letters,
What if one quotes the other but it doesn't go back and forth?
It has to go back and forth. You need cross-examination. You need cross-examination. You have to be able to...
We can judge who's big and just can't be pure numbers, right?
That's what he says here, that Shnei Chachomim...
Heim Shavim, that's what the Rambam. So you have to start with are they on the same level? How you make the determination? Before you go to numbers,
if they're talking to each other, they're usually on the same level.
Why do you assume
that? Because usually you don't talk to somebody who's below you.
Okay, fair enough.
Really?
I think that is a compliment.
Yeah, if you're a teacher, you teach them, but you don't debate with them. You don't debate with people who are not at your level. I wouldn't debate with them.
I don't know how you judge, but again, obviously can't be pure numbers.
I wouldn't debate with them. He's so much
younger than me. You know, counted up a lot of people, but it's not always the eichus. So, you have to count the eichus.
Complicated.
He does it very often. He does it. Yeah. He just winds them up.
He counts them up. He says they're like this.
Yeah, you know what? Because that's the way he wants the paskin. So he counts them up and he makes it that way.
He probably does that. He counts it up when it will come out of the chumra.
What?
He counts it up when it will come out of the chumra.
No,
he counts it up the cooler too.
Yeah.
Show me.
He does it, then there's some Baal Nefesh Yachmir.
Yeah, okay. If it comes out of the Kula, he still says that.
Shavuot Saloshin is a little more chumra. Shavuot is quite a lot of kulas. But he does.
He'll either say Baal Nefesh Yachmir or he'll give an Eitzah to avoid the question, right? Like wash, right? Something along those lines. Right.
But does he use the lashon and I hold like this, or he just gives you the shittas, the Mishnah Berurah?
Sometimes.
It wasn't written really as
a... I hold like this, I don't know, say, B'chein Nira, whatever.
Bir Lachay does a lot.
B'chein Nira, he'll say, or...
The Chesuchim does that more, he said what he thinks.
Or he'll say a very famous.
I also thought Mr. Brewer was more of a purish and a beer, and it's coming out, we can see what he thinks. But he didn't write it this is my psak. Well, Aruch Shulchan was from the city, he was giving you psak.
Now, for someone like Mr. Brewer, he was very famous. V'hanoheg lo hifsid. Very often, sleeves like a low hifsid.
It's all that roundabout language without him saying, I'm a posik and this is.
I think there are times it comes pretty clear.
Times, but not
in the real life. He's sometimes quite strong. There's Dai Shafri Megodin, brings rice from Shreya.
So now he brings Zayim Shom Bechal Beis in the Get Pashut. Mashahirich Bedine Kimli Bedas Miut. So this is a very, very important halachim chashmish, but which I know nothing about, but there is this idea, and there's Dine Kimli, in a Bezdin, a person could say, you know what, I'm a mochsocher, I'm not giving up my money. The reason I'm not giving up money, because there's a shita, the shach brings down this shita, Rabbeinu Yerucham, whoever it may be, or a tshuvas bin Yamin Zev, and I hold like that shita, kimli. You can't be matzi mamon. So the question is, when do you say kimli? So that he says that this is discussed in a number of places. It's discussed in the Get Pashut, and it's discussed in the Urim V'Tumim, Kutras Tokfal Kayin Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Yordaya Sof Simon Resh Mem Beis, Klal Din Zeh. The Rov Noheg B'chol Inyan Shubatora, Hein Bedinei Nefoshos, Hein Bedinei Mamonos, B'Issu B'Heter. V'av She'ein Hoch B'Mamon Achar Rov, Mikom Mokom Rov Zed Dayanam Hochen Achar Rov. Ayin Tosis B'Av Kamach of Zayin B'Beis, Nuram Asad Kamash Mon, B'Urim B'Tum Hanal, Mashu Perish Divrehen. Beget Parshut Shom Klal Alf. The Chen Kaim Alon De Bekuch Nefesh Ein Hochen Achar Rov. U Barov Dine Maslina. Vayin Yuma Pei Dalon Beis. Mishpach Az Dachlina. Bepil Kuch Nefesh Gam Kein Achar Haroi. Okay, so he says Rov is a Klal that we apply all the time. So I think I skipped about two lines on the first column. You see the first column? Shubadina Farshut Sarek Shia HaRov. Yosun Nikar. Like I explained, when it comes to Din and Nefashas, the Gemara says that I need Vashaftos Eida, Vitkidos Eida, which is 10 and 10. By Din and Nefashas, I cannot go ahead and decide based on 11 versus 10. Because the Gemara says in the Pasuk, it says you don't go after the Rabbin Lerois, it says Achre Rabbin Lahatams. So the Mishnah says, Lo yeh hetiascha l'tov hetiascha l'ra. That the way you go ahead and follow the Rov is not the same by Tov as it is by Ra. Therefore, by Ra, I need a greater Rov than just one, I need two. Therefore, I need 12 versus 10 to convict. V'shaftos ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. 10 and 10 and 2 to convict. And then I have 22, the Gemara says, ein bezin shakol, therefore I'm left with 23. But nevertheless, I could use a Rov to kill. I could use it, Dinei Nefashos, to kill Dinei Mamonos, Issur V'Heter. Then he mentions the famous question, how could I go rely on a rov by a Bezdin, by Dinei Mamonos, in Hochem B'Mamon Achar Haroi? So that's a fair Tosis. We won't deal with that now, because I have a little work to do on that. So Tosis, there's a Reb Chaim in the stencils, we have to see that above a comma. And in Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Beis, there's also a discussion about it. Because there's a Shitas Rav Oshia that we mentioned last time. Rav Oshia says, Acharei Rabim Lahatais does not apply by Dinei Mamonos. The Pasuk only applies by Dinei Nefashos. So the Gemara then brings a Brisa and says, Shneim Ramim Zakai, Shneim Ramim Mechayev, Lema Deloka Rav Oshia. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Oshia will agree with that Brisa, that Shneim Ramim Mechayev, then Schayev, Shneim Ramim Zakai, say Zakai. Then he says, that Rabbi Yoshua won't agree with that because he doesn't hold Achrei Rabbi Mahalas by Bamanos. So Gemara says he does because he learns it by Dinei Nefashos and he says Kol Shekein by Dinei Mamanos. If you go after a Rav by Dinei Nefashos, Kol Shekein by Dinei Mamanos. So Tysus right there in Gimel Beis Sanhedrin asks the question a little differently and he says, why don't you say the same thing about Hochem B'Mamon Achrei Rav? Use the same Kal V'Chomer. If we need use a Rav to go after Dinei Nefashos, why don't we also say that we have a Rav by Dinei Mamanos and Hochem B'Mamon Achrei Rav? Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, the low dummy rove by Bezdin to a rove by Enoch Mamanach Harove. That's what Tosfos says, low dummy. It's not the same type of rove. Without explaining right there, Tosfos, what he means. So Reb Chaim and others go through the famous question of how do you view a Bezdin? So in our Supreme Court, of course, we say that the Supreme Court said 5-4, 6-3, 8-1, whatever it may be. So Reb Chaim says that's not the way it works by Dinei Torah. By Dinei Torah, it's the Bezdin Paskin. Meaning internally, the Bezdin has his machinations, but at the end of the day, when there's a Psak, the Psak is not based on the 5 versus the 4, it's based on the Bezdin. Meaning you view the Psak as a Psak Bezdin. Which is interesting because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Amud Aleph, that has a major discussion, how does Bezdin write their Psak? The Gemara has a Machlokes. Does Bezdin write their Psak? The Bezdin came to the conclusion, or does the Bezdin write the Psak? Two Dayanim said this, and one Dayan went ahead and disagreed and said this. So it appears that this question really could be told in that Gemara, how you write the psak. But that's Rav Chaim's idea, that by a bezdin we don't view it as 5 versus 4. At the end of the day, we view it as the psak bezdin. And however they came to it internally is really immaterial to us. Therefore, Rav Chaim says, we're not viewing it as hochen achar harayv, as opposed to the classical case of ein hochen achar rov, what has to do with a kad and a chobis. Most people call it this. Only the minority thinks it's this. Therefore, that's not enough to be mitzi mammon for the fellow to say, you know, this is what I wanted to buy, because we won't go after the rov. And the classical word is because the cheskes mammon plus the miut is stronger than the rov. The rov is not enough to be mitzi mammon. But by a bezdin, it's not a classical rov.
Chaim says that, I think, in Taisen Bava Kama. Taisen Hedrin
says... Right, Taisen Bava Kama, he says the right. If you look at the Rav Chaim, it's in the stencils in Bava Kama Chav Zayin, right?
Taisen Hedrin sounds more like it's a difference in that same word, not a difference in the bezin.
Mm-hmm.
Shev Shmaitze says, I think it brings from the... That was the Ruva, Talim, and Hoga, by like a wave of buying a Charisha, Shechita, is a wave of Talim and Dominic. Can change. It's not a... Rave Batsim the Teva, like the Rave aren't Ionis, like that the Morris has been focused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so Mirza Hashem will get to that. I have to make the copy of the Rechaim and the stencil, we'll look at it. There's an Urim V'Tumim that discusses this. Interesting, I have to look at that. The Urim V'Tumim I didn't see. Okay, let's go. We'll go to next letter. Uvakama anoshim tzrichim. It's going on the chinuch. Let's see, where's that in the chinuch and Dalit? Is it here?
Machmas
sha'am tzuvim lasot kedivrei harov. Ve'enor lahamas ish echad b'shnei dayanim sheheim rov keneged echad. Uvakama anoshim tzrichim. So let's see. Be'emes machmas tamzed tzrichim b'shnayim yosef b'nei nefoshes. Really, I need two to convict. One, a robe of one, is not enough to convict. So if that was the only criteria by Dinei Nefashos, then why in the world do I need 23? I wouldn't need 23. The only reason I need 23 is, like I mentioned, because there's a kosov. V'shavto ha'edu v'tzilu ha'edu. Ayin son hedin reish perikam v'beis min alav. U'l'el kasafti v'l'chor ha'kevedu v'v'shav son hedin yudam min alav. D'malkas v'mokom misa imedes. The thing because of a ram can't perk it off of a dog. The chord worm should be dinner for just no game gam, but malkos, chutz me shlosh dayanim. Im kain lami aduno apil rov l'chiyu. Kevin d'leke elach echad yoysef. V'lama lo yishvah malkos dinner for shlozeh. Ach be'em be'emes, kevin the gozor akos of the malkos b'shloshe, kain shnayim agabi echad havilei ruba d'minkar. Yosef mishnayim yisrem b'dinner for shlozeh.
Oh, very nice.
Bishlomo b'dinin nefosh the gozer kazav the zorgmelos esrim v'shloisha v'echemachmiya in rov gomer in machri l'chov v'gam shnayim yisirim in rov gomer ach gozer kosov talpi shnayim machrim l'chov makom desogi b'shloisha kevin the shnayim hayu shnei chavokim v'gabia echad have a rubid minka. So he says, interestingly, we have a general din by dinin nefosh that I need a rubid minka. Like we mentioned, one pasuk says achrei rab mahatos, which would mean even a majority of one. And the pasuk also says, "Lo l'ra'. I can't go after the rov l'ra'." So Taisus on Gimel Beis says l'ra' is dafka only dinei nefashos. Taisus says because l'ra' means when no one's a winner. So I guess that's what all the capital punishment opponents says. There's no winner when you put a guy to death, right? So if it's no winner when you put a guy to death, that's l'ra'.
Society is the winner.
Actually, it's a Rambam.
What?
The Rambam says that. Rambam explains why the Torah has to give a lava l'sochos einecho, that you should say, you know, you should bring the murderer to justice. Rambam says, why does the Torah have to tell you that? We don't say by other averus, don't avert your eyes. Rambam says, by murder, people would say, why should I go, you know, bring this murderer to justice? That's not going to bring back the other guy from the dead. What's the point of having two people dead instead of one? So the opponents of capital punishment have a havamina in the Torah.
But not maskana.
No, but not maskana. But the havamin is that you would say that. It is a sorrow.
Mm-hmm. So he says the interesting thing. He says that there's a kosov, like we mentioned a few times. V'shavto eidu v'tzilu I did. I have to start with 20. 10 to convict and 10 to acquit. It's a kosov. Now I need a rubid minkar. 11 versus 10 is not rubid minkar. 2, which would be 12 versus 10, is Rubud Minkar. Ein Bezen Shokel, now I go ahead and what? 23. So it's interesting that a Bezen at 23, 12 versus 11 will not work. 12 versus 11 is not good enough in a Bezen. You need 13 versus 10. So Lamaise at the end, you need 3 of majority. But the reason you need 3 of majority is because with 23, 12 versus 11 is not good enough. So therefore, you have to go to a scenario where it's 13 versus 10.
What if one doesn't vote? And you have
12, what?
What if you have 12 and 10 and one doesn't vote?
That should be good. I think that should be good enough. Mm-hmm. Once it's any Yodea. Yeah. So now he says he's worried by Malchus. Malchus, the Gemara says, Makom Misai Medes. So by Malchus, it exerts a cost of that. You can give Malchus with a bezin of 3. So where's your Ruba the Minkar? If it's like Dina Nefashis, where's your Ruba the Minkar? So he says an interesting svara, that 2 versus 1 is as good a rove as a better rove than 11 versus 10.
It's 2/3.
Because you're looking at 2/3 versus whatever it may be.
It's like he's being Darish time of the crowd. I mean, the Gemara says because the Lashon Achrei Rabim Lahatas means you need plural. You need to be Mechayiv.
Shalotia Hetiascha Lara Ketiascha L'Toyv. That's exact Lashon. The way you go ahead and acquit is not the same fashion that you go ahead and convict.
So it's a drasha. I mean, so if Malchus is Mimakam Miso Medes, you have the same drasha.
You don't need a
Besen
of 23.
Ruba the Minkar is like you're darshaning the pasuk that say Rav Lahatas because you need a Ruba the Minkar, it's recognizable. So now I'm going to go by percentages. You know, 33% more is a nice percentage, whereas 7% is not. But if it's just a drasha of the pasuk, you know, what's how do you makala?
So, but why do you only? How come you don't need a bezin 23?
You have to decide what the echus of the difference is. If the echus of the difference is more.
It's together. I think it's like being derish what the Torah means.
How come you don't need a bezin 23?
It's not a time. You're being magdir together. How much the difference is? Not so much a time together.
That's going beyond what the Torah says.
See, what's interesting, I would say that the hatiyah here is not like the normal hatiyah, meaning I could let off a guy 12 to 11, a guy can go free, right. Correct?
Right.
So that's the hatiyascha le'tova. And hatiyascha le'rash can't be the same, meaning that one person is not enough to be machriya, the same one.
But by Malchus it is, they say.
By Malchus it is, right, by Malchus 2 versus 1 is enough. So he wants to say because percentage-wise, 2 versus 1 is 2/3, it's double. You have double the people convicting that are acquitting. As opposed to 11 versus 10, which is not double. And even if it's 13 versus 10, still not double.
And I don't know what he says, but
it's a Ruba Minkar.
You know, it's learning already reasoning into the Torah, you know, instead of just learning the cross.
There's a lot of reasoning that goes into the Torah, believe me or not.
That's
the Homach Lakas, time of the crow, or not? No, it's not time of the crow. Time of the crow is something else.
It's not really time of the crow. You know, the Torah says something. We're not saying why the Torah said it. In other words, why the Torah said it would have been something like, one is not enough to convict because.
It's what the Torah
says. We never
says.
Said because. We just said one is not enough says. To convict.
What the Torah says. The Torah says you need minkar, that's what the Torah
but
says.
But at the end of the day, if you say that by Malchus, one is enough to convict, are you following the dictum that loitiyeh hatiyoscha l'chove k'mo hatiyoscha l'ra? No, you're not. One is enough to be b'zakai, and one is enough to convict. It's the same. All I need is one more. The same.
Okay.
So I'm not following the drasha.
That's a better
I'm not
argument.
Following the drasha. So then I'm going to have to say the reason for the drasha is that I need a Ruba de Minkar. Oh, I'm giving reasoning now. So you're saying I'm being mafarish what the Pirush Amilus? I don't think mafarish Pirush Amilus that way.
Malchus, you don't have a choice.
Huh?
Malchus, you don't have a choice.
So then you should say Xerxes Kosov.
That's a different svar. That's not what he said.
Yeah, but he's going a little further than Xerxes Kosov. He's explaining Xerxes Kosov. Saying the Xerxes Kosov tells us 3 by Malchus. Now I'm stuck. What do I do? there's machlokas, how do I go 2 verses 1? He says, don't worry about going 2 verses 1. He's saying it's consistent. So you have two ways to say it. Exams of kosher comes and it's inconsistent. You have to follow it anyway because there's a kosher. He's going out of his way to say that there's a kosher that's still consistent. Wow. That's what's bothering you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that there's a kosher. There's a kosher.
It's not consistent with what you have to ask for the Torah from the world.
No.
Yeah, you know. But what's driving what? You say there's no other options. So
the point is, is it an exception to the rule or is it consistent with the rule? That's the point. So I can say it's because of no choice, but it's inconsistent with the rule.
No.
But he's saying it's consistent with the rule.
There's a right. There's no question there's a right. No.
Yeah, but by Dine, but by Dine Nefashis, when it comes to Dine Nefashis.
The Torah is the same.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when someone, everybody comes to you and go, it's a case of Dine Nefashis, right? Probably hear that all the time as a rub. It's not a partial thing, it's a case of Dine Nefashis. So here also, Malkus is not real Dine Nefashis, but it's like a similar dogma to Dine Nefashis. So it should have the same as the same qualities as Dine Nefashis, which would require that Shalot Hetiyasra with Toivik Tiyasra Lara. And here the guy can be let off 2 to 1. So he should not be able to be convicted 2 to 1. Nevertheless, he is convicted 2 to 1.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.